The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America, and happy Halloween. My guest is Kevin Brady, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, congressman from Texas. Happy Halloween, Congressman. Good to have you with us.
Well, Hugh, thanks for having me. But today it's not Halloween. This is the Astros win the World Series Day.
Well, I was going to ask if you're going to be tweaking the tax bill tonight or watching the Astros in Game 6 at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You know, one of the sacrifices I've made in this whole process is to be able to glance at the Astros games and not be just enthralled with them. So it's been an exciting World Series.
It has, but Mr. Chairman, it's going seven. So you can skip tonight and finish the tax bill because it's going seven. And by the way, I told a Dodgers fan last night, I feel their pain as an Indians fan from last year. They're going to lose this thing to your Astros. Let's get down to business. The indictments that came down yesterday consumed all of the aftermath of Speaker Ryan's speech about tax reform. Are these indictments in any way, shape, or form going to impact the bill?
No, the answer is no. Look, everyone's is laser focused on tax reform and have been since the beginning of the year, since we have this opportunity with the Republican president, the House and Senate, to deliver. So, no, it won't be a distraction.
All right. Now, number two, Tom Cotton was just on. The senator from Arkansas wants you to raise revenue by repealing the individual mandate in Obamacare. The CBO estimates that would save $300 billion over 10 years. Is that on the table, Kevin Brady?
Well, I don't think it is, and here's why. Look, I love these ideas from senators on health care, but what my constituents are looking at are for action on health care from our senators. This Senate has yet to pass the individual mandate. I'm still hopeful they can find a way forward. What I don't want to do is to add things that could, again, kill tax reform, like health care died over there. So I say focus on jobs and growth and leapfrogging America to the lead pack worldwide.
So you think the repeal of the individual mandate would harm the bill's chances?
Well, it hasn't passed out of this Senate yet.
But that's the Obamacare massive repeal. This is just laser focus on the individual mandate.
Well, even the skinny bill, which had, you know, next to nothing in it, the mandate as well, couldn't muster 50 votes. So, again, look, I want to see that individual mandate repealed. I just haven't seen, no one has seen 50 votes in the Senate to do it.
All right, let me then, we'll move on. Maybe they'll add it in the Senate. If they add it in the Senate, would you support it when the conference came around?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they can put it in the Senate bill and you would support
They've got a whole chamber over there to work on this.
All right, now let's talk about your bill, which will be unveiled in all its glory tomorrow. What are the income thresholds for the brackets, Mr. Chairman?
So we're going to lay that out tomorrow. I don't want to get ahead of the committee on here, but you're going to see significant tax cuts up and down the line. You're going to see a far simpler tax code than the one we have today. And the main focus, we talked about this a lot, is it's growing jobs, but growing paychecks as well. Because, look, this is all focused on growth, and it's vaulting America back into the lead. That translates into higher paychecks.
Does it have a fourth bracket, what you'll be unveiling tomorrow?
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Come on, Mr. Chairman.
Well, you know, look,
give me something.
There's a reason, you know, the movie starts when you watch it.
So, yeah, but there's a trailer. There's a trailer usually that gives you a little. Give me the trailer.
I walked into that one. I apologize. I walked into an easy one there. But let me just tell you this. Here's what I can tell you. There is tax relief at every level, and we're doing it in a way that people get can keep more of what they earn, regardless of where they live. And so this is in particularly as you move your way up the income scale, the tax relief comes because growth, because workers succeed, because companies and local businesses succeed. So we got the incentives right where we want it, growth.
Now, I've been doing this since 1989, Mr. Chairman. If you don't give me anyone, if you don't give me any news, nobody's going to read the interview. No one's going to listen to it. So you got to give me something. Just the top bracket number would be fine.
So I can't do that, but I can tell you this. When you walk down Main Street and you wonder, are our local businesses going to make it? That mom and pop, that new company, that new startup, the ones who I think we hire so many of our workers, you're going to see very strong relief for our small businesses and our local businesses to grow.
Let me try a different tact on trying to make a little news. Yesterday, you announced that property taxes would remain deductible. You actually gave that away yesterday, not to me, but to somebody else. My question is there going to be any relief on the income tax side of the state and local tax deduction?
So the answer is no, and here's why. Because we have taxes, reduced them across the board, and added the property tax because our lawmakers in those high-tax states really believe their families are being punished the most by property taxes, which aren't, look, they're not based on your ability to pay. They're just painful. And these high-tax states, I don't know how families make it with any of these crushing burdens. And so, no, this property tax relief is really conditioned on members of Congress from high-tax states who want to see that restored to the code.
So you're doubling the standard deduction to $24,000. But if you pay income taxes greater than $24,000, isn't that going to put you in a position, state income taxes and local income taxes, City of New York people, City of Los Angeles people, if San Francisco, isn't that going to put you in a position of opposing this bill if you pay more than $24,000 in income taxes?
No, because you get tax relief as well to offset those. And that's the whole goal of simplifying this. Rather than people picking standard deduction or in a complicated process and everyone shifting dollars from different states and different communities, we have a simple process. But instead of high tax rates and everyone sort of subsidizing each other and trying to figure it out, why don't we lower rates for everybody and you just pay your own?
But those rates are not yet determined. Will the corporate tax come down in 2016?
In 2018?
No, 2016, this year. Immediately.
Yeah, immediately. The answer is yes. We're focused on getting growth now. Unless something changes in the interim, we're focused on accelerating growth at this moment.
So even the subchapter S people are going to get tax relief in 2016?
Yes. When after this bill passes, it'll be we're in 2017.
So I mean 2017, not retroactive.
Yeah, yes,
2017.
No, I thought threw me there for a minute, Hugh. So, yeah, we're going forward with growth immediately.
All right. Now, when we look at this and when they talk about phasing in the corporate reductions, what are they talking about?
So I think that's the just a discussion about, you know, how do we get the greatest growth and the greatest tax relief for our local businesses in this 10 years, this first 10 years, and how to get the rates the lowest they can. So no decision's been made. Well, decisions have been made. We're waiting to lay this out tomorrow and really eager to send a signal that this broken tax code, this era of uncompetitiveness is over. As the president says, the era of economic surrender is over.
Kevin Brady, have you shared this plan in its details with, say, Arthur Brooks at AEI, great economist, or John Taylor at the Hoover Institution, great economist? Have you gone outside of the Hill to get input?
Well, yes. For the last 6 years, the Ways and Means has relied on both those leaders, but more importantly, their associate organizations as well in shaping this. Not only that, look, our members have gone out and done thousands of town hall meetings, brought us back that input, sat down and worked through it. In fact, this tax bill will have the tax ideas from more than 50 lawmakers in the House and many in the Senate based on what they have heard in their communities and their main streets. And so this has very much been a ground-up, driven from Main Street type of tax reform.
But hiding it until 11-1, bring it out after Halloween, means that people really don't have a chance to assess it, and then you put it on the fast track.
Well, everyone's been able to talk about these key elements from the postcard to the low rates for businesses and how you trade-off for a simple postcard-style system. You know, what don't you have on there anymore in return for lower taxes? So the input's been remarkable. But, Hugh, I'll say this too. It doesn't end when we introduce this bill. There'll be a chairman's amendment in the committee. We'll continue the process on the House floor and the Senate. And every step we'll look to improve this tax reform bill.
What does the chairman's amendment aim to do? Is that when you get enough blowback on Part A or enough support for a new idea that you amend it? Is that what happens?
Exactly right. Or, look, the tax code's incredibly complex. So we'll put out this text. Families, businesses will look at it and they'll say, hey, you know, this doesn't work, or did you forget this, or there's a better way. And so, yeah, we're Republicans. We're always looking to improve our product at every step. And so what's laid out tomorrow is the first comprehensive tax reform in 31 years, and then listening and improving, we'll move it forward.
Will you? How long do people have between tomorrow and the chairman's amendment?
Well, there we'll move fairly swiftly because we're going to consider it in committee next week. Then we'll take it to the floor and then over to the Senate. And so there are opportunities, legislative opportunities at each step to make this bill even better.
But they basically get 1 week, don't they, Mr. Chairman, then? If the chairman's amendment that's what you're going to take to the floor. They get a week to change the bill.
Well, for the first step, going through committee, you know, we want to get at this. That should be a multi-day process and considering amendments and looking to further improve the bill, and then we'll take it to the floor from there. And so there is opportunity to improve this. And then, of course, we have the Senate's process as well. And so the input, here, from my viewpoint, I never miss an opportunity, neither do the Ways and Means members, to improve tax reform bills as they go forward.
So, Mr. Chairman, will you come back on this program on Thursday, Friday, or Monday before the chairman's amendment so I can have a chance to read it and then tell you what I think?
Sure. If there's any chance to do that, I'd love to do that to you.
Even if the Astros lose the World Series, you'll come and talk to me?
Well, I don't know. Let me think about that one. Wait, here's the good news. I won't even have to worry about that.
Okay, so you're coming back on Thursday, Friday, or Monday because I want to see this bill. Out of you is the answer is no. You are not limiting or postponing the deduction elimination for state income taxes. Not eliminated, not postponed. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
That's correct. Yes, but we are restoring the local property tax deduction to help families.
Got it. And there's no cap on that? There's no cap on that.
To be determined. We're working through to make sure we focus that.
Oh, so there might be a cap on the property tax deduction.
Look, everyone's speculating these days. We'll know in 24 hours or so.
All right, and I look forward to talking to you before you go to that chairman's amendment, Mr. Chairman. Have a great time watching the Astros tonight. Thank you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.